I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Ball hit deep. Way back. He looks up. You can put it on the board. Yes. Number 500 for Jim Tomey. A game winner here in the bottom of the ninth inning as the Sox win it 9-7. You are awesome, big man.
Man, that's still creates chills.
500 ain't nothing for this guy.
Man, he
went 100 past that.
It's inside the clubhouse on 670 The Score. I'm Matt Spiegel. He's Bruce Levine, and our next guest joins us on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park.
Hall of Famer, special assistant to the White Sox front office, MLB Network contributor, great father and husband. Did I leave anything out, Jim Tomey?
Well, the fact that I've got a sore throat in this Chicago weather, yeah. So I apologize. That's thanks for the kind words, though. It's great to be on, and we'll all be in Arizona soon. We're looking forward to it.
What is the number one thing that Jim Tomey, as a baseball fan, not as a White Sox executive or MLB Network contributor, looking for as far as the White Sox lineup goes?
Well, Bruce, I think we're at a point where you're starting to feel the excitement. You know, the fans are really, you're hearing it. You know, I live here in the winter. You're hearing it around where I live, and they're excited. They're excited about, obviously, the moves that Rick and Kenny and Jerry have made. And, you know, we're all like ready for the next phase. We're ready to see how this is all going to move forward. And we've had progression with the guys that were there a year ago and 2 years ago. And now the new guys that we've got, I think they're going to fit in nicely. That's obviously the hope, you know, when you make moves in the winter like this, that everybody gels and comes together. But what a great winter. You know, obviously Rick has worked very hard, has made some great moves. For me, as a guy that works in the organization but is also a fan, it's going to be great to see how this all unfolds and how it plays out.
Jim, when you were in Cleveland, you were part of you joined in the middle of seven straight seasons with a losing record. You know, you got there 91, but by the time 94 came around, that was a new ballpark, some off-season acquisitions, along with all you guys coming up together and being there together. Yeah. And that's the dream, right? So what do you remember kind of learning together as a unit, you and Baerga and Lofton and Sandy Jr.? What did you guys learn together as you arrived together?
Well, you learn at, let's say, up the middle. If you're the double play combo, you know what this guy to your right or left is going to do, how he's going to flip you the ball. You know, you learn if you're hitting second in the lineup, you know, what that guy's strengths are. Does he hit behind the runner? Does he hit breaking balls well? You know, as an outfielder, if you've played together in the minor leagues, it's, okay, I know this guy's strong here. I know he's maybe a little weak here, so I need to cheat here. There's many, and more importantly, Matt, excuse me, is the brotherhood. You know, when you walk through the clubhouse doors and you are with these guys, and you've been with them in the minor leagues, there's this bond and this brotherhood that we all kind of form. And then that just elevates because now you're in the big leagues. There's excitement. Our city starts talking about it, which is happening right now. And this is all going to get real soon. You know, it's the reality is here that we've made improvements. And when these guys go to spring training, there's the sense of I've been with them, I've watched them fail, I've watched them succeed, and now it's time for us to all come together and really kick it in and show our city how much we love to play, but that we are winners and we want to win.
Jim, that brotherhood question takes me into a difficult question for former players and players to answer, and I'm going to direct it at you, and that is when you look at Mike Fiers in this situation as a former Astro that blew the whistle on the technology that they were using, how do you think baseball, how do you think players, how do you think this will play out historically, as Fiers being someone that's historically a bad teammate or historically a guy that put an end to some things that were going on that was above and beyond?
Well, I think he, Bruce, I think he put an end to, it was his, look, everybody has, you know, I can't speak for Fiers, why he did it or what his, you know, thought process was, but I do know this. I mean, it did, honestly, for the integrity of the game, and that's ultimately what we all strive for and want, is to have an equal ground at the end of the day. When you're competing, you want to know, you know what, that guy's got his best stuff. You know, I'm in the box. I'm working hard to try to figure out, okay, is he going to throw fastball, curveball, breaking ball? And more importantly, I think what's going to eventually, what we will look back on is that Mike Fiers was the guy that, you know, that came out and cleaned it up as well, you know, and also MLB. MLB did their investigation. They laid down some, let's be honest, they laid down some harsh fines. And, you know, look, we all know how great the game is. There's so much to look forward to with our young players here in Chicago. We've got the best city, honestly, with the Cubs and the White Sox, our club. Moving forward, the Cubs have had the last 5-6 years have been amazing. I think the fans, they don't want to hear about all the negatives. They don't want to hear about, you know, this and is this happening. So in a way, you know, I commend Major League Baseball, the commissioner, for, you know, let's face it, he laid down some harsh fine suspensions. Guys lost their jobs. And the hope for all of us here is that, look, these questions need to be answered. And when they need to be answered, we need to get out in front of it. You need to apologize if you are a part of it. And then hopefully, as our great game does, it cleans itself up. And we can go back to enjoying that one-on-one competition, confrontations, and see who wins in a fair, you know, equal part of the game.
Yeah, it's so difficult to trust for some fans now because I think it's worse than the PEDs in terms of decaying the trust for fans. And it needs to be cleaned up further. I mean, like, if you knew, Jim Thome, that you were getting fastball or you were getting off speed, I mean, that's a bigger advantage than...
Oh, my God. Right? Oh, my goodness. I would... Look, Matt, for years we used to sit on the bench and try to figure out, is a guy, where is he setting his glove? Where is he holding it high? Is he squeezing it? Is the glove flaring? You know, that's what you did on the bench. You with your brain and your savvy and tried to figure, man, you know, hey guys, he's doing this, or, you know, and if you know what's coming, that's a different animal. That is, ooh, if as a hitter,
right?
And let's face it, there's many great hitters. I mean, you're talking about the elite of the elite. You give them an opportunity to know exactly what's coming. Boy, you're going to see a lot of success.
Yeah, I've seen balls go 500 feet when guys knew what was going on, but it's not always the case. A lot of guys, Jim, probably when they did have information, you know, that was, you know, picked up, you know, by your guys' hard work, they didn't want it. They didn't want any help, right? Because sometimes that threw them off.
Yeah, and Bruce, you're right. There's I guess guys that are comfortable not knowing, that didn't want that clogging their brain. Let's face it. If you simplify it, you should be hitting off the fastball. Okay, when you get a scouting report, okay, the guy throws, well, now 98 to 100, now or 96 to 100. So really, there's not much to look for. But when you know if you know as a player that a guy throws 98 miles an hour and he's throwing a fastball, oh, man, that would be – I mean, that's kind of – that's what every hitter would want. But in the right way, with doing it the way you should do it. Right. Or if you don't want the signs, then you have to approach it the way you feel is best.
Hey, Jim, what do you miss physically about the game? I can't imagine what it must feel like to hit a fastball and just drive it 450 feet. I mean, I know on the rare occasions when I've hit a driver 250 down the middle, you know, like that satisfaction's pretty good.
No one threw it at you.
That's right. And Sam Snead said to Ted Williams, you don't have to play your foul balls, right? So the golf can be harder sometimes. But what do you miss physically about the game?
I miss the preparation. I miss, you know, I was always a guy that lived, you know, in cold weather climate. I would work out in Cleveland or Chicago here and going to spring training. The process of the preparation to get ready, to get your body ready physically, and then the steps it took in spring training. To the early work of, okay, I'm going from indoors. Now I'm in Arizona. I'm hitting outdoors. Let's face it, I was a pole hitter. So I wanted to stay through the middle of the field and not get pole happy early. And then the gradual progression day in and day out, how important it is as a player to be in spring training from day one and going through bodies. And that's going through, oh man, my body's starting to react in a good way. And then you see, as you said, you square a ball up and you might hit it 400 or 450. But that slow progression to what it takes to get to opening day is what I miss the most. And honestly, the one-on-one confrontation with the best. I absolutely loved to face guys that work really, really good and challenge yourself to do well. You know, that was the ultimate.
In closing with you, Jim, and Matt and I really appreciate your time as always. Look forward to seeing you in spring training. As far as Luis Robert, what do you think with your scouts hat on and your baseball experience seeing great talents come through the game, what do you think his upside is?
Oh, it's incredible. I mean, you know, look, whether you're an executive, a scout, a fan, and you see this kid play, I mean, he is so special. You know, he's got so many great tools. And you guys know how much I raved about Eloy. And still do. I love Eloy. When the moment I saw him, And then when I went down and seen, you know, Louis, like it was almost identical. And to have those two guys in your system that you can look forward to and know that they're going to keep progressing. The most important thing for me as a hitter that's so impressive about him is that he's physically, you know, very gifted, but from a foundation of where he's at mechanically, it's off the charts how good he is mechanically for a big guy. And he's not, you won't see a lot of like rush movement to the ball. He's just so solid in his base and with how he approaches the baseball that it's going to be fun to watch it. Every level he's gone to, he's gotten better and better. That's what the good ones do. And I can say the same for Madrigal. Madrigal is really the same type of player. As they're going up the ladder, it seems they're getting better, and that's exciting for us.
Jim, Matt and I, as I said, really appreciate it. Your expertise and the love of the game always comes through with every interview. Thanks a lot for coming on today, and we'll see you out in Glendale real soon.
Yep, look forward to it, fellas. Thank you.
Thanks,
Jim. A pleasure to talk to Jim Thome.
Jim Thome, awesome guy. One of the nicest people you'll ever meet in the game. Mm-hmm. And he's turned into a hell of an analyst. I love him on MLB Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.